All right, Ken Roczen, you were not happy yesterday. You said you weren't riding very well. You had to fix things. You did fix things. But then it went south a little bit. You won one main today, but probably should have won another one. And then, yeah, unlike you to fall down twice.
Yeah, this was really a weekend to forget for me. I mean, you can't. I feel like I've been doing well in a lot of races lately, and just sometimes we have these fluke weekends, right, where shit just doesn't work out. I just had a really hard time. I wasn't feeling that great. I was really just, I mean, jet lag's always a thing. I got here later to try it because I usually show up on Wednesday, but I changed my flight to come on Thursday, and I don't know. I sometimes struggle with it more than others, but it's not an excuse. It's just something that I've dealt with, which is fine. Yeah. You know, we all have jet lag, whatnot. But I had to compensate a lot. I think this is my destination bike. So yesterday I was on crap fuel, crap map, or not crap, but you know, not good fuel. My bike, I'm like, dude, this thing is so slow. I can barely make some of the jumps. So that was that. I had different fuel for today, so that was better. But like, didn't quite feel like my bike, even suspension wise. Like there was something didn't really feel quite right. I took the stuff from at home. But we rebuilt some stuff and whatnot, and I just right away I was like, man, I don't know. It didn't. But you know, we all had to leave that same day and whatnot, and it was what it was, right? And I told my team, I'm like, hey, I'm just gonna take minimum people, and then now like I kind of needed my guys here, and all the time we have all my guys. I never change a freaking thing, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just a tough weekend, and you know, I mean, I don't know if I've ever crashed twice in one moto to begin with.
Well, I said, has Kenny ever crashed three times in a weekend? And none of us could think that, right?
No, I honestly, I sometimes don't crash throughout an entire Supercross season.
Right, right.
So that was crazy, but like, I made a little change in the last, or for the last one, and my bike felt so choppered, and I almost crashed the first lap before the whoops, just losing the front end, which I lost the front end yesterday, and I lost the front end again later on. I don't know, something just wasn't right. So
wait, so you won the second one, and then you made bike changes?
I made a little change just because I made a change going into the second one, but it just felt a little bit hard initially to me, and the track was getting hard, more hard pack and more hard pack. So I made a bit of a change, and then I felt like the opposite. Then all of a sudden it got again, like, and that's what I was battling with the whole weekend. I just felt like my stuff was super soft and wallowy and just kind of like wasn't really up to like what I kind of like. So, and this is just like something that I dealt with all weekend, and I tried to weasel around, but I couldn't make it happen. So it wasn't a good weekend for me, but I learned from this too. And, it was definitely good practice, good fitness training and all that. So,
on the flip side though, you pulled away from Hunter and Jet both races. Like you had 4 second lead, 5 second lead. And like, that was hard to do all weekend. We saw that. You probably win that third one without the crash. So that's the positive. It's like maybe you weren't that even comfy, but then you pull away from the guy that swept yesterday. So, you know, I think there's some positive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not leaving here thinking that I suck, you know, because I've been riding good for a long time, and this is just a weekend where things didn't go right. Like, overall, and especially when I'm at home, I always feel the greatest when I'm at home just because, you know, you're not jet-lagged and you just have your energy, and I don't know, it's just things are different, right? In the U.S., we have all this schedule. Same when we go to racing, you sleep properly, and I can definitely handle that really well. And sometimes, I've been traveling a lot too, you know, and I'm a little bit worried now going to Melbourne because the way my flight is and when I show up, it's just kind of like, it's in the middle of, or it's 11 p.m., plus I have a 21-hour, so if I sleep a lot on the plane and I show up, I land at 11 p.m., and you're probably going to be out till 8 in the morning. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting experience here, but I've been traveling a lot, and sometimes it catches up with you, too, and that's fine because we got a bit of time to Anaheim, too, so I'm kind of just taking this all in. And honestly, like right now, I'm all pissed off and whatever and bummed, but I texted Larry even after Abu Dhabi, and I said, man, you know what? Like, the struggle made it fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, right there, you're throwing fits or whatever. And then I went home, and I marinated on it a little bit, and I texted him. I said, you know what? Yeah. I know we struggled, and we went down and that whole shit, but I feel like you can't expect every weekend to go smooth. So I was like, man, this is actually fun, you know? So that's kind of, like, how I look at it this way.
Yeah, it's funny. A guy like you, like, you don't end up on a podium after 2 days, so you're just like, ah, fuck, like, whatever. Like, no podium. So it's funny that you don't even take the little small victories a little bit. Like, a little bit. I don't know. I feel like, look, Jet, we just saw him go 22-0, and you know he's the greatest thing ever, right? And we're all like watching him, and you walked away from him a couple times. But yeah, for you, you're like, ah, that's not.
I guess my highs were like pretty high, and then the lows were just horrendous.
That's actually probably right.
So yeah, I mean, you battle you arguably, you know, one of the best riders in the world, and I'm not gonna just freaking blow his doors off every race, you know. And so, again, you know, I'm just trying and coming Anaheim 1, I'll be ready for the whole thing. And yep. I just want to battle and be in the mix. And obviously today, I most of the time wasn't.
Yep.
But that's how I look at it. You know, I overall, even though I'm almost turning 30, I feel like I've had one of my best years I've had in a really long time. And I'm hungry to keep building on it. So I still think I have some really good days ahead of me. So
I think you've had the best attitude you've had in a long time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like carefree, happy. Hey, I did shit tonight, but whatever, we're going to move on the next week, which wasn't always the case with you. Like, you're in a good spot in your life, I feel like, this past year and even this new schedule you have.
So, yeah. Exactly. And yeah. You could tell, like, for me, the SMX rounds, for example, was, like, one of those things because I prepared myself well and I have a different season, like, than most of the other guys just because I do off-season races and whatnot. So I use that as, like, hey, let's take these three races and just, like... Yeah. Keep building because going to Charlotte, the first one too, I didn't race for so long, but yet my mentality was just, I was ready for it, you know what I mean? So I'm building from that even more and more, and I actually in general feel stronger and fitter than I even did then, and I felt like I was in a really good spot then. So yep. I'm not freaking out. I'm in a good spot. I've kept myself fit, and now, like, if I want to take a couple of days off, I will, because I don't have to just chase, you know, or be pressured to, like, have all these big days that my body back in the day couldn't handle anyways. Yeah. But now I'm at a level where, like, I can kind of play with it a little bit, and I think that's what I like personally. Right. So
let's just blame Peyton. Maybe he put too much air in the front tire for that last one. Let's just go with that.
I mean, I don't know if I can do that because we are, in general, we're a winning team because we won in Anaheim together. Okay. We won here last year.
No, he had a great record until Oakland this year.
Yeah,
Oakland. Right. Oakland dragged him down. So
maybe I have to cut his pay a little bit.
That's it. Thank you, man.
No worries.
Cool.